I've said it many times on this show before, but I'll say it again. It's never a better time to start implementing, or at least start thinking about how you can implement AI into your organization. For the time being, who knows? This could only be for a week or two, but the industry seems to have slowed down a little bit. So we'll see if that allows for a little bit more of a saturation of current AI tools and strategies and capabilities into enterprises and businesses that are a little slower adopting these things. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, back with you today with a little bit of a different toned episode. I think since I started recording this podcast, it's almost always been news about how impressive AI has been and how much it's improved every day and what new features there are and how mind-blowing it's all going to be. And today, we're doing a little bit of the opposite. We're talking about the first time that AI has really kind of started to slow down and to disappoint, which brings me to the question I was posing in the title of today's episode, is AI stalling? And this is a bit of a spinoff of yesterday's episode where we were talking about predictions about AGI in the future and how Sam Altman's prediction of some sort of AGI experience in 2025 was super aggressive. And it was aggressive because of all the alternative opinions in the field, but also because of this growing concern in the leadership of these companies that are developing these models, that the models are kind of hitting a wall or a bit of a plateau as far as their improvement goes. Just today, Bloomberg published a story with the headline, OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic are struggling to build more advanced AI. And I will link to that article in the show notes, as well as a few others. Be forewarned, the Bloomberg article is behind a paywall, but we're going to break it down for you, the basics for you here anyway. So let's go ahead and get into it. At the core of this concern are reports from within the industry about OpenAI's latest model, Orion. And despite a huge investment of time and resources and no shortage of hype on the internet, the model just plain isn't showing the dramatic improvements that everybody was expecting. It's not performing up to expectations, especially compared to the amazing leaps and bounds of improvement that we were seeing early on with these models. Apparently, it's struggling with some pretty basic coding tasks that it hasn't been trained on, which was not the case as far as the impressive capabilities of GPT 3.5 and GPT 4.0. But it's not just OpenAI that is facing these challenges. Apparently, Anthropic and Google are also running into issues or unexpected results as far as the improvement in their models goes. Anthropic, despite just releasing 3.5 Haiku and an upgraded 3.5 Sonnet, which I do think showed a little bit of improvement, but it wasn't, you know, a huge leap ahead of anything prior. But apparently, Anthropic has also made delays in releasing future models and in more advanced models. And according to the article, Gemini also isn't meeting their internal benchmarks, and it's not producing the results on internal benchmarks as expected at Google either. So again, this is an industry-wide struggle. And it's starting to provide a little bit of resistance or counter evidence to the scaling law or the scaling hypothesis that had the AI community so excited. And this was the idea that essentially the more input, more power, the more compute that you enter into the system, the more intelligence that you're going to get out. Turns out that maybe that might not be the case, although it's hard to say given some of the technical barriers that we're starting to run into. And there are many barriers that are a part of the issue. There are a few different reasons and causes for this slowdown, things like data limitations and data availability. Companies are simply running out of high quality data. Since most available web data is considered pretty low quality, quality has definitely overtaken quantity as what these companies are looking for in their training data. And we touched on that yesterday, the cleanliness and the accuracy of data being a huge issue for as far as a barrier of achieving AGI. So that lines up here. Initially, there was a big push for training with synthetic data, which again, initially had some pretty promising results, but it's starting to present risks of model degeneration and deteriorating performance. It could also very well be that the complexity of these newer systems, these newer models, is just driving development time back as well, and that we're too spoiled now with these weekly or monthly releases. And we're just going to have to be more patient to see the kinds of improvements we saw early on. But as it turns out, even if we could provide as much power and resources and training data into the scaling law or just into scaling these systems, getting that power and resource is going to be a challenge as well. The infrastructure barriers and technical barriers are definitely probably the most challenging. The training costs for these models are insane, currently reaching around 100 million, and in the future for training more advanced models could even approach like 100 billion. And you have so much infrastructure that you need in order to deploy these technologies. You need the storage and data management space with servers. And according to a survey by Weka.io, W-E-K-A.io, 35% of organizations are currently citing that storage and data management as a primary challenge for their advancement in AI. The availability of these GPUs and these AI chips also continues to be an obstacle. And of course, just plain old energy consumption. 64% of organizations are expressing energy consumption as their primary obstacle for moving forward with their models. And again, this is coming from a global AI trends report from Weka.io. It's got some awesome stats from 2024 as far as global AI usage. Apparently, it's a survey of 1,500 AI practitioners. So what we're seeing now is So how is the industry responding to these barriers? Well, we're seeing a bit of a pivot from a lot of these companies thinking bigger, faster, more impressive to what can we do with smaller, more agile models? What creative coding or software solutions are there that aren't necessarily about scaling with more input? And I think in that sense, it's a good thing. It's going to force innovation and creativity. But as far as what it means for AI practitioners and daily users of AI like us, I think in general, it can probably be viewed as a disappointing possibility that we're seeing a decline in these models' improvements. But again, I think we might be pretty spoiled when it comes to what we've seen in early days of this technology. And I actually think from an enterprise, from like a business standpoint, this might actually give businesses a chance to catch up. If there is, in fact, a bit of a slowdown here in the advancement of AI technology, this AI tsunami of technology and tools that in business use cases that has been crazy. And if you're listening to this show, you don't need me to tell you that it's nearly impossible to keep up with. But I think now there's honestly an opportunity for anybody who might feel like they're behind as far as AI adoption or implementation goes. They might have some time, well, the science improves, to get caught up, to bring themselves to, you know, back to the level playing field as far as AI tools and strategies. I've said it many times on this show before, but I'll say it again. It's never a better time to start implementing, or at least start thinking about how you can implement AI into your organization. For the time being, who knows, this could only be for a week or two, but the industry seems to have slowed down a little bit. So we'll see if that allows for a little bit more of a saturation of current AI tools and strategies and capabilities into enterprises and businesses that are a little slower adopting these things. There certainly won't be any lack of work to do for us as marketers or business owners just because the AI models maybe have slowed down. It does nothing to change the fact that we have these incredible PhD level reasoners in our pockets, these incredible capabilities that we have with our current models. Like I said, I'm going to view this potential slowdown as a little bit of a time to focus on the tools that we have available to us now, not worry so much about what's coming next or what's in the future, and really start to build out some powerful automations and some agent workflows with the current tools that we have available. And I think you should do the same thing. Let me know what tools or automations you're using as far as your AI workflows go, your agentic strategies and tips and tricks. I'm always eager to hear and talk about agentic AI. And like I said, I don't think the fact that we're potentially seeing a slowdown in these models is going to change the usefulness and the impact that agents are going to have on businesses. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified every day when we drop the episode. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.